Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. My name is Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, a group of people who were part of a demonstration on Sunday broke into the offices of media group Sigma late on Sunday night, attacked staff, thrashed the office and set the car alight with a Molotov cocktail. The group were marching in the area of the Diaz Group building when some broke away and forcibly entered the building, causing untold damage. It also emerged later that clashes had taken place outside the palace between protesters and police after the main event was drawing to a close. 4 arrests were made there and 6 police officers were injured. The violent incidents were widely condemned. In a tweet, President Nikos Anastasiadis called the attack on Sigma a blow to democracy and the rule of law, and said it would not be tolerated. In an official statement later, Anastasiadis said the state would not be threatened or blackmailed by anyone, let alone individuals who, citing irrational conspiracy theories, try to lead the countries back to the Middle Ages, he said. Earlier, thousands of people gathered outside the presidential palace in Nicosia to protest against the blanket introduction of the Safe Pass, which comes into effect from tomorrow. According to the decree due to be published today, the Safe Pass, proof of vaccination, recovery or a negative test, will be needed in any space outdoors or indoors where more than 20 people congregate. The protest was organized through social media groups. According to their statement posted online, the demonstrators called for an immediate abolition of the Safe Pass, the continuation of free rapid tests, which will end on August 1st, and an end to twice weekly tests for all unvaccinated employees. They also want a declaration from the presidency that vaccination will not be mandatory and an end to the intimidation, blackmail and threats of dismissal against public and private sector workers because they refuse to get the vaccine. Meanwhile, hospital admissions for COVID-19 are continuing to rise, registering 218 on Sunday as the virus claimed the life of an 86-year-old woman who died at Limassol Hospital. The number of people testing positive has dropped somewhat from over 1,000 over the past week, as has the overall positivity rate, though it remains at over 1% in all districts except for Nicosia and Paphos. Testing numbers are also high, clocking over 70,000 again on Sunday, following a record 73,011 tests carried out on Friday and 72,874 on Saturday. Of the 218 people in hospitals, 55 are in serious conditions and 20 are intubated. The health ministry said 91.3% of admissions are unvaccinated. In other news, Cyprus on Sunday paid tribute to all those who lost their lives during the 1974 Turkish invasion. Memorial services were held in all districts. The official memorial will be held tomorrow, the day of the invasion anniversary, in Nicosia in the presence of President Nikos Anastasiadis and the defense minister. The president expressed hope on Sunday that intense diplomatic efforts would prevent further threats by Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan during his visit to the north on Tuesday. Anastasiadis said the government, in coordination with Greece, was exhausting every diplomatic effort both within the European Union and towards friendly countries, including permanent and non-permanent members of the Security Council. But he also expressed the view that Turkish behavior did not give much hope for a solution to be found in the short term. Moving on, with the Turkish president's visit less than 24 hours away, speculation is rife as to the news Erdogan is expected to announce when he attends celebratory events in the north to mark the 1974 invasion. Turkish and Turkish Cypriot media have speculated on 5 scenarios. The main one, as has already been well publicized, is the opening of the fenced-off area of Varosha. The others include a possible declaration that gas was found during Turkish explorations around the island last year, that a drone base would be created at Lefkoniko and a naval base at Trikomo. The other possible news, the report said, was that there might be recognition of the breakaway regime in the north by Azerbaijan, Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan. Amid all the speculation, 2 Turkish F-16s flew over Cyprus on Sunday afternoon, the defense ministry confirmed. The 2 F-16s entered the Nicosia Flight Information Region at 3:24 p.m. and remained there for some time, marginally passing over the buffer zone near Deirinia in the southeast of the island, causing some alarm among residents. And finally, on a lighter note, except for those who got caught, a party that was apparently serving up laughing gas to its guests ended in tears when police raided the house and arrested the host, a 22-year-old man in Avdimu in Limassol. The young man has been charged with having too many people in his home in violation of COVID decrees and with possession of nitrogen oxide, police said. When officers raided the house in the early hours of Sunday, they found 22 people there and 21 canisters of laughing gas. They said the 22-year-old organizer of the party admitted the canisters were his. He was arrested and charged, and also fined under the COVID decrees. The other partygoers were also fined. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. And as always, for more news, information, and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.